suppose what's happening in Donegal Town is similar to what's happening in many stations around the country and around the county. While recruitment has begun again in Garda Síochána, places like Donegal Town and Milford or Buncrán District, or even Letterkenny that is getting a small number of recruits, the number of recruits just are not keeping up with the numbers of members we're losing through retirements or promotions or lateral movements. And so definitely the numbers continue to drop in Donegal. The only training centre for recruits is Letterkenny, so that means the other parts of Donegal are at a loss in trying to secure new members.
The commissioner, we're told, is looking at the situation and examining the Donegal figures. Is she going to see realistically anything in Donegal that isn't replicated elsewhere in the country? Is there going to be anything pertaining to Donegal that will make her sit up and think, I have to take action here?
Certainly from a perspective of Donegal, I would hope that the commissioner would take into consideration the unique challenges that face Donegal in relation to the border and our isolation, and the fact that we are supposedly cut off from the rest of the country, that we don't have neighbouring divisions like other divisions would have, like Cahal and Gardaí from a neighbouring county to come into us. We have a small border with Sligo Leitrim, but of course, as we know, we just have the Atlantic on one side and Northern Ireland on the other. So Donegal does present challenges in policing. Now, there are significant numbers of members from Donegal maybe who are working down the country seeking transfers home. So if those members could be moved and facilitated, it certainly would ease the pressure on the members in Donegal, perhaps release some of the members in Donegal who want transfers out of the division.